CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The vice presidential candidates hashed out their differences on important issues in last night's debate on CBS. Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz on abortion.
We trust women. We trust doctors.
Let the individual states make their abortion policy.
They took on immigration and Donald Trump's claims of a rigged vote.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
CBS News chief political analyst John Dickerson.
This is not like a debate over tax cuts. This is about a fundamental idea of whether 81 million people should be disenfranchised because a guy didn't like that he lost. Yeah. Who said that? Not me, but the Republican leaders in the House and Senate at the time who said the lie from Donald Trump led to the violence.
In a new CBS poll, people who watched the debate said it was generally positive and civil. 42% say Vance won. 41% give it to Walz. Tensions running high between Israel and Iran after Tehran fired at least 180 ballistic missiles at Israel yesterday. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowing retaliation. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israel said it is sending more troops to South Lebanon and has called up more reserve forces after Iran fired 180 missiles at Israel Thursday. Israel has warned residents of two dozen villages in South Lebanon to evacuate and says its goal is to destroy Hezbollah infrastructure near the border with Israel.
Palestinian medical officials in Gaza say Israeli ground and air operations in southern Khan Yunis today killed at least 51 people. Days after Hurricane Helene, many people in the Carolinas still have no running water, cell phone service, or electricity. Shannon Littleton's been working 19-hour days to help repair power lines in York County, South Carolina.
It can get overwhelming. You just got to take it one day at a time, 1 meter at a time, one wire, one pole, until we get it all back up.
More than 160 were killed. President Biden visits the Carolinas today. A valuable new benefit for Walmart employees and their families. The company's offering workers covered by Walmart insurance to get second opinions on cancer diagnoses from doctors at the Mayo Clinic and travel there if they need treatment. It applies to dependents as well. Talk about brainy.
This year's MacArthur Genius Grant recipients include fiction writers Ling Ma and Juan Felipe Herrera, non-binary transgender cabaret performer Justin Vivian Bont, and visual artist Ebony G. Patterson.
CBS's Vicki Barker. The MacArthur's an $800,000 no strings attached grant. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Last night's Racine City Council meeting was gaveled in and gaveled out. The six boycotting city council members claim the council meeting could have proceeded if Mayor Corey Mason had included their ideas. The mayor calls the council members' boycott disrespectful. The Union Pacific conductor from Burlington killed last month in Kenosha didn't see the Metra train coming. Austin Raisby was on the tracks inspecting an alert on his UP train. That's from an NTSB report. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has presented her 2025 budget. It continues property tax reductions in the county. The budget includes funding for road improvements and a new digital evidence technician. The 2024 Veteran Standdown event in Racine is next Saturday at Festival Hall. Over 60 organizations are trying to help vets by giving out info about housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And construction on the new roundabout at Highway 11 in County J in Racine County is nearly complete. Officials expect that intersection to open Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Timeless hits. You have it all right here on WRJ. And good morning. I'm Cindy Huber. And okay, time for coffee. Guess who? These eyes.
These eyes cry every night.
to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Taking
That's the Beatles. Day Tripper. Boy, I get that in a sense, although not in the sense they're singing it, but one of those days that, you know, you get up, you pour yourself a cup of coffee, and just wait for all hell to break loose.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel has made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. You like I love the shit. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill me? I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive
Because she's great. Balls of fire.
The great Jerry Lee Lewis on WRJ and local news. Timeless is Mara Gay and Tammy Durrell.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't move me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
WRJN local news, timeless hit sweet tunes, and one that goes a little bit rowdy. From Three Dog Night.
This tired city was somebody's dream. A billboard horizon as black as it seemed. A low-level highway across the land. We're building a home for the family of man. Prices are rising, the devil's
It's just like that. WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you today. And congratulations, Kim White from Racine, for winning our grand prize in the Go for the Greener Gold Civic Media Statewide Contest. Kim is going to receive a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay play New Orleans Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay.
Kim, congratulations.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So what did I win? The ticket?
You won the tickets. You get a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. We love it, and I'm just so happy that we won. Thank you so very much.
Hey, Kim, what station do you listen to on Civic Media?
WRJN.
Oh, in Racine.
For sure.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has responded to the ongoing boycott by six council members. He's calling their actions disrespectful, and he's urging them to return to work. The boycotting alders claim the mayor is preventing council members from setting the agenda, and they're demanding greater transparency in city government. The mayor is calling the boycott a political stunt that puts the city at risk. In a joint statement, the boycotting alders say it's a fight for proper checks and balances in city government. The driver that died after a Racine County police chase Monday still hasn't been identified. The fatal chase in Caledonia resulted in the death of a hit-and-run suspect. Racine police started the pursuit at around 9 after IDing a vehicle involved in an earlier hit-and-run. The chase ended when the suspect vehicle crashed into a tree near 4 Mile and Main Street. had killed the driver at the scene. State investigators are working the case. A look ahead at Kenosha County financials was provided last night. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her 2025 budget to the county board. It includes a county trend of property tax reductions, with median home values seeing a decrease for the fourth consecutive year. Notable budget items include funding for road improvements, park restoration, and the addition of a digital evidence technician. And work on a new Racine County roundabout should be done this week. Construction is winding down at the intersection of Highway 11 and County J. Officials say there's been a slight delay with lighting issues, but that should be wrapped up later this week. They're aiming for a Friday opening. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
WRJN with local news, timeless hits. That fact alone makes me glad all over. This is Dave Clark 5.
You say that you love me. You
listen. Yeah. Local news. Timeless hits are back on WRJN. A lot of our 60 singers came out of folk music. Bob Dylan being one of them. Mama and the Papas being another. Here is a history of some of that with Creek Alley.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Thought it's a Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?" So Danny and Sebastian sat for the night out. And after every number, they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire still are getting high. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the much fun. But Quinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything is shake off, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all formed a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars. But keeping out the heat small. The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
There it is. The history of some of your 60s rock and rollers, like the Mamas and Papas, right in there, Creek Alley on WRJ. And local news, timeless hits, and artist of record. We're bringing back the vinyl, baby. So today, when you hear Don McLean, bye, bye, Miss America. No, I'm not going to play that one. But when you hear the song, and don't worry, I'll give you tons of hints. The song is going to include somebody cutting their ear off, I think. Yeah, that's the one we're going to probably go with. But you'll win that album today from Time and Again. Music and More in Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. When you hear that song, sometime after 11. So you'll be my caller number 5 at 262-634-WRJN. And don't worry, I'm going to give you plenty of hints here on WRJN.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
When you needed me so,
Fabulous. It's just like that. WRJN with the awesome Jackie DeShannon. I love this lady. Enjoy.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
WRJN, and you think your family doesn't get along? And yesterday we all learned John Amos passed away about 40 days ago. Seriously. Which is the same time that most of his children heard that he died. Yesterday, through the media. And one of those, you got one son controlling everything, and then you got everybody else. What a mess. That is really sad. John Amos, by the way, was the dad on Good Times. Also, the original Roots. Yeah. A sad story there. If you got time, look it up. Here's the OJs. And what you say, what you say.
What they do.
Yeah.
They smile in your face.
Oh.